You are listening to.
Listening to.
You are listening to.
Black is.
Black is.
Black is.
Black is.
Black is.
BlackIsOnline.com.
Break!
What's going on, y'all? It's your man Chris, and half of the brothers Layman. You are tuned in to The Break, hosted by my wife Casey Layman, who is actually here with us.
What's up, y'all? It's Chris and my anniversary.
Yep.
Yay. We just sitting here with our memories and making plans for the future, and it feels good.
It does, man. 10 years in.
10 years in. That flew by.
Mm-hmm.
That flew by. Wow. 10 years and 2 kids later.
Got a house and 2 kids. A mortgage and 2 children. We grown.
We're so grown. Oh, man. We got bills.
Yeah. You got to have fun through it all.
Yeah.
Enjoy yourselves.
Yeah.
We hope y'all enjoyed this new episode that we got for you for the break. It's a little short one. We get into a little... a little politics, discussing Hillary Clinton, trying hard to get the black vote, you know, her around that. I kind of missed it, the opening part, but about what fried chicken.
I remember this episode. This is the one where she was at some black church using her black voice.
Yeah.
Yeah. We were watching that video.
No, we kind of compared it to Paula Deen for a minute. Discussing what it would be like to have a woman as president and what, you know, difference we may, you know, how we may have, because, you know, think, like I said, things got a little heated when Barack got in office, you know, so now you have somebody who's not too white, but it's a woman. Like, right. What's that, how does that dynamic going to play out?
And the thing is, when this all, when Barack was first running, in my opinion, she was his greatest competition. And another X factor, you know, was another opportunity to consider the situation hopeful, because there had been no woman in the role of president of the United States. So that would have been interesting.
Yeah. Everybody wanted to everybody wanted to be that first. Like, who's going to be the first non-white man president?
And you wonder now, if she had gotten the presidency, how would, if would, where would Barack be if he were trying to go for it now?
Yeah,
you know what I mean. And the thing about it is, I honestly don't feel like her chances are as strong now as they were before.
Well, she was, you know, we were coming off a different party, running thing,
So,
you we'll know, see. It don't take long, but yeah, it was a quick little discussion. It was good, just everything, you know, presidency post Obama. What's that going to be like?
Oh, what is that going to be like?
We shall see.
We shall see.
You know, we're trying to be here to see all that.
Yes.
So, yeah, thank you all for always tuning in and supporting us. We got some good vibes about the conversations we had the past couple weeks ago. Last week was about allies.
Yes, we need allies. Mm-hmm. Got a lot of good commentary about that one. Thank you all for sharing your opinions.
Yeah. You know, if you want to reach out to us, you know, we'd love to hear more about it. Let's hear what you guys feel about the show. Let us know. You can reach out to us via email at kc@blackisonline.com. On the hotline, leave a message, 323-455-4219. Reach out to us via Twitter at @blackisonline, Facebook, Black Is Magazine. You know, leave us some reviews if you don't mind. You know, on iTunes and Stitcher. You know, give us a rating, whatever you deem. We just love to hear what you guys think of the show and how we're doing.
Yeah. Love hearing from you guys. It really lets us know that we're supported, and it encourages us. It encourages the whole family. So thank you.
All right, y'all. So enjoy the episode. See y'all soon.
We out.
in addition to her body language being like super awkward, like I think they're trying to get her to sound relatable, and that's her relatable voice. I really think that she's that
the southern.
This is
she
all
needs the black vote, so that's what she's trying to do.
I don't know if it's just the black vote.
But if she needs to do it, doesn't she understand that saying fried chicken is the wrong word?
Right.
I eat fried chicken.
Yes, we all do.
No, that's what she said. I eat fried chicken. Yeah. Vote for me, I eat fried chicken.
We all do for sure.
Because she could be we know that she could be signaling to other friends as well. So we don't like the fact that that is a loaded comment.
Where was she when she said it, though? Was she in the South?
It was a black event too, right? Mm-hmm. Mostly, I think black women mostly.
And she was like, it was like the local, like the to go to restaurant in mm-hmm. that community. So she was letting them know, like, I'm even going to the spot.
I'm down.
But that's just
no.
Like,
but that comment can still be read two ways.
It could.
And
be.
Black people know that.
Right, because I mean, like, what's a staple restaurant here in LA? It would be equivalent to someone saying that. But if it's a black
like
car,
Roscoe's,
right? You might just want to leave it there. Like, I went to Roscoe's and I had the best meal.
Yeah, but she would just be like, "Word."
But you put
don't pull that car with me.
That so emphasis on I had okay. the best fried chicken.
She was sweating.
I
was
just
sweating.
Mm-hmm. I wonder if
popping. Like, don't say.
I wonder if afterwards though she was like, "Oh shit,
right.
Oops."
She couldn't have said smothered chicken. She couldn't have said. She could have said mac and cheese. Mac and.
I went down the show. Both for me.
Yeah, I think it's that's just, being a little too sensitive, though. I think that, and I understand, but still, like.
It's being sensitive
what the hell
cause
is
people
supposed to
still.
About chicken? Is chicken getting
no,
good? Like, what is somebody supposed to say about chicken?
It's sensitive. Remember, you know why it's sensitive? It's sensitive.
A crispy chicken.
We was all mad about Mary J. Blige and that damn crispy chicken commercial.
Oh, that commercial was so bad.
We know that other people.
We need to pull that up.
Shelby.
I need to see that.
We know
that
other people are using it in a negative sense. As a caricature and a racist stereotype, a lazy, stepping, fetching, sleeping, eating, mm-hmm. watermelon loving, chicken loving, hickory.
We get the picture.
I can't. I don't know nobody that don't love watermelon.
Right. But listen,
or fried chicken.
The fact that Hillary Clinton knows that there are white people who use it in a negative sense. She should be in. If she's signaling to black people that I want you to vote for me, it seems that she would have the good sense not to use it because it can be read both ways. She could be signaling to like rednecks, racists in Arkansas who voted for Bill. You know, we still make these little comments. Remember what we said in South Carolina when she was running against Barack Obama? Well, now look, she stuck in this little comment at a black place. And if she had enough respect for the culture, that's not something that would have. She would have avoided that completely.
I don't think it's a lack of respect for the race, by the way. And I don't think you do either.
For the
Hillary is old. Why don't we all accept the fact that Hillary is old? She is going to continue to say some stuff that's
right,
out of touch, doesn't...
we're going to use that argument, though, then we can argue against Paula Deen.
I should not vote for her.
Man, we
don't
get,
use that, but the thing is, with Paula Deen, I definitely always
said...
Because
she old, too.
No, I always gave some of that to her age. And she, even though what Paula Deen said was racist, she didn't know that was racist as far as she's concerned in her head.
Well, that's what we're here, and that's why we're not being oversensitive by teaching her it's racist.
But I don't buy that. I don't buy that. There's no way Paula Deen didn't know that that wasn't racist. People who are Southern, people who grow up in the South know that shit almost better than those of us that are on the
coast.
I don't think that. Hold on.
They get it.
You wait 1 second. Okay, so the reason why I said that I don't think that she thinks she was being racist because in her mind she is a racist person. Wouldn't have any type of relationship with a black person.
Oh, they
whereas,
do.
Not true.
She can't avoid them. She
I don't want to, let me, because I'm speaking specifically, I'm speaking body. Specifically yeah. about the relationship she had with that guy, and I'm trying to remember what his job was exactly. I don't know if he was a chauffeur or a whoever he was, because she even pointed him out and she said she said he was as black as that curtain. Do you remember that? Yeah. She loves that guy. And for her, in her mind, a racist person wouldn't. I'm not saying it's right or wrong, but I'm saying in her mind, she thinks if she were racist, she wouldn't feel that way about that guy. And she loves him in her own way. But the problem is that she sees herself above him.
She understands in that relationship.
But I'm not saying it's right. I'm saying from her perspective.
From her perspective, she understands that she has a bit of privilege in that relationship. That's based on race. She's okay, but she loves him. And but you know, he works for her. But there's a trigger there.
I'm not saying that there isn't. Nor am I defending her. I'm saying that it comes from that a lot of it has to deal with her age, and that's where she's come from. Which is not the same thing for me. It's not the same thing as Hillary Clinton. I think Hillary Clinton is trying too hard to be relatable.
I would like to believe that.
And I think that she's saying the wrong things. She's older. She's disconnected. And so in her mind, she thinks she's being, you know, cute or funny or whatever the hell she thinks she's doing. But it's not coming out right.
Yeah, it's working against her. I don't think it's the same thing.
To be that naive on political situations. And
it's all about who your camp is.
Also race in America.
I've had the lovely joy of working with the people who staff campaigns. It is amazing to me that these are the people, because a lot of them are racist, Democratic and Republican. They're terribly racist and disconnected, terribly. But they lead campaigns all the time. And when they're done, they go to these like PR agencies and continue to affect our lives on a day-to-day basis, selling things like soap. So, you know, I'm not so detached from the idea that this racism exists, but I think that the difference is that Hillary, her intentions might be a little different than someone like Paula Deen. Like, I don't want to put them in the same category. No. That's my only thing.
No,
they're
different categories.
Okay, so we're good.
Yeah, but I don't feel we're being oversensitive by mentally checking her at the use of that term in that venue.
The term fried chicken?
Yes. Of the use of you know what I'm talking about. Phrasing it with a affected black voice.
Yeah, I would like to hear it.
Yeah. And in context. And knowing the history of minstrelsy, it's okay for us to check her on it. And we're not being too sensitive. Just to be like, hey, Hillary, if you didn't know, now you know. This is
if you didn't know, said, now you know, yes. But well, to assign...
And basically, that's what this... If there is any a pushback or brouhaha or controversy over this, then that's what we're doing. We are letting her know. That is the push. That is the, hey, this is an issue. Figure out why it was an issue for some people.
I just think Barack is going to be a very tough act to follow. Because for the most part, he appeals to so many different types of people. And up to this point, we haven't had a president that I think appealed to as diverse, as large of a diverse group of people as Barack has in these last two terms. And so anybody that comes behind him is going to try their darndest to seem as, I guess, cool. Mm-hmm. Which just seems to come very naturally to him. Mm-hmm. But to seem just as cool as possible to connect with as many people. Because I think the role of the president has always been one that's just been a bit standoffish from everybody else. And he's the first president in our lifetime that I would argue is just... He has come off more like the people than everybody else.
I think that's why a lot of people don't like him.
People who don't like him are like...
Who do you want? Like
he's
you
too can't, much you're just like, trying, the like
you're trying to appeal to everybody. Like you can't appeal to everybody.
But why not?
Because it feels like once you
you're the president we're always of not going to agree. States.
Because it's like you're not making a decision. People be like, well, I feel this way, but it's going to affect these people. That's why black people complain about with the whole all this brutality. Is like you going to say something, or are you just going to be like, well, we need to respect the cops? We're like, they killing folk who look like you. Like, do you not have a problem with that?
The thing is, I guess, because he gets pushed back no matter what he says. Right.
So he's just like, I'm going to just stay this way. And you're like, all right, well, but that's part of people's complaint. Like how I think we brought up on one, how you feel like he in the middle when he supposedly was like, I'm coming in left. And then when he got in, we're like, oh, he ain't left, he middle.
But my thing is, will we have the same anticipation, or sorry, expectation, if it were a white president? If all of these things were happening president was blonde hair, blue-eyed, white, would we expect that person to quickly run in front of United States and say, y'all have to stop killing all these black people because black lives matter?
No, for us, because it's...
Why would that not happen? So why do we have this expectation that he's supposed to do it or is going to do it?
Because it would be the same thing when Hillary comes in and there's a women issue. Women are going to be like, you going to say something?
Because people expect that you represent that.
Right. Like, you know, do you feel some kind of way? Because it's like, if you don't, they're going to be like, well...
Yeah.
You check your card then, because people are like, oh, you ain't black now?
It's just, you know what, it's this, I think of it like this, even though this is taking it to the extreme. Remember that episode of Key and Peele where they showed the guy who gives the speech after Martin Luther King does, mm-hmm. I Have a Dream? To me, that's who this president is going to be. You're the person who has to come after this big, major experience that the country has had, and good luck to you, no matter who the person is.
To me, it seems like we're either going to continue and try somebody different
with the same agenda Hillary, in mind.
No, meaning Hillary, mm-hmm. or we're going to go back to what we've always had, which is a white man.
I don't see us going back.
I thought we were going to have a white man president for another 5 terms. Right. I feel like it was like, all right, we did the black experiment.
Not a black one.
Let's go.
You know that.
Yeah. That won't happen again.
It's time.
Maybe not with the current contenders.
No. Let's restore order here and get back to what we used to.
Well, if it is a white male, the first lady is also going to have big shoes to fill, because there's so much out there that says Michelle's even more popular and more well-received than Barack. And I think because she doesn't play in the middle. She says exactly how she feels.
Aren't first ladies usually more popular than their husbands, though?
Not all the time.
Sometimes.
Bush wasn't more popular than
Nancy Reagan.
Which one? She's so much better.
Okay, Bush.
She has a real personality.
I know. Right?
The younger Bush?
The old one.
The elder, okay.
OG Bush.
I liked
Barbara. There's Nancy.
Personality.
Yeah. Hillary.
She has a cool personality.
People just felt sorry for Hillary, you know, when her husband was...
Right.
So that would be equivalent to them walking up to her like, you look great in blue.
Right.
No pun intended. I mean, you know, like, her fried chicken comment is similar to that. Like, you look great in blue.
The thing is, if Hillary's elected, being the first woman is a big deal. And it is a huge thing, just like, you know, the first black guy. I mean, it's big. It's a very big deal. So that would be something that obviously would help her distinguish herself. But I think that she would be treated very similarly to Obama. I mean, Republicans don't like women either. I mean, that's nothing that they've ever tried to hide. I don't know why we think a woman would get better treatment than a black man.
Yeah.
That's not the way that it goes. So I think, and I also think that her being a woman, I'm glad that it doesn't seem like it's going to be a deterrent, but I do think guys have a hard time sometimes with that. Some men, like a woman is a whole different animal than a man. Even though he's black, he's still a man.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
And that is the thing,
men,
you know?
Some men make up a lot of crazy reasons as to how women process. Yeah. We're so emotional. We don't think logically, which is utter bullshit, but whatever makes your day.
Right.
And so they'll utilize that argument as to why they should.
She'd be pushing a button on war all the time.
Mm. Right. Don't let her be going through menopause. Right, because she'll make irrational decisions.
Damn. Well, I'm assuming. I'm pretty sure that that's going to, like, be an issue. It would have been an issue had she not.
Now, here's the thing, because we saw all these issues come up with Barack. Are we going to have a lot of, like, women-related issues in the next 4 years if she's elected? Because, you know, when Barack got in, all of a sudden, folks started buying guns a whole lot. Mm-hmm. You know, we're going to be talking about what's been going on with all the police killing black folks. Is it going to be like, all of a sudden, she gets elected now, like, crime or certain stuff against women is going to go up?
Now we get screwed.
You know, now it's like rape's gone up and domestic violence, you know, all that has all of a sudden gone up.
White president, so I have some damn peace.
We don't need any more backlash.
Well, if it does that's get to that point, though. It is. Because if that does happen, it will justify all reasoning to put a white man back into
office. It's happening. It's going to happen.
Like anything again. Else other than a white man brings chaos on the United right. States.
And honestly, yeah, people are afraid of, you know, oh, Hillary, she's so smart, she's so bright, but she's going to be too divisive. And so I'd rather
it's
get some...
True.
So I'd rather get someone who's going to be, you know, peaceful and a coalition builder and bring the parties together. Stuff that they believe they might get in a white guy. And stuff that we might find out the Republican Party is willing to give a white guy. But
they may not be willing to give a woman.
Are there any other absolutely. Contenders of color that are considering running?
On the Democrat
Ben
side?
Carson.
Yeah, just
oh,
the guy,
Carson.
The Republican.
Yeah. Is Marco Rubio
still running? Oh, yeah, he's running. He is running officially. Ted Cruz. And Ted Cruz is too official.
Oh, man.
So two Latinos. Ben Carson. But they're like, you know, barely want to be Latino.
Well,
I mean, Ted Cruz at least.
Ted Cruz's campaign speech is in Spanish.
On purpose.
But somebody translated it for him.
Yeah. I don't think the country's going there. I think they're like, nah, we ain't going deeper in the minority box. Like, screw that.
They're
gonna be like, they're gonna let all the borders open.
A real Latino, not no.
Yeah.
Of course, a Democrat. I would
convenient Cuban. A Cuban.
Not a convenient Cuban.
No. Yeah.
I would go for whatever is considered the lowest on the totem pole. I would totally vote
well,
a leader.
What is considered the lowest on the totem pole?
I have no idea.
Publicize what we actually think that would be. I have an opinion on what I think that would be, but I'm not going to say it.
Not going to say it on the mic.
Can I get one of the lowest Latinos?
What? That's what he said. I don't know what he's talking about.
I would like to have.
I know what they think it is.
Yeah.
Let's put it that way.
Yeah. 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 I like
we all do, and that's very well known, unfortunately.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I want the bottom of the barrel, Latino, please.
That's what I think. Just
at
like,
the next
I'm
break.
Like,
yeah.
I thought that was it.
Next break.
So, you guys want to move to Baltimore?
Oh,
you said that on purpose.
Shots fired. I'm sorry.
You know it's black people there, right?
Thank you for listening to another episode of the Black Is Break. We'd love to hear your thoughts on the subject. Hit us up, let us know what you think. You can reach us on Facebook at Black Is Magazine, on Twitter at Black Is Online. You can hit us up via email at kc@blackisonline.com. Leave a message on the hotline, 323-455-4219. You can always check us out on our website, blackisonline.com. Thanks again.